blessed morning to you as we gather together this morning to raise our voices and our hearts in song and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us begin as we sing our opening hymn, "By Grace I'm Saved."
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, September 1st, 2024 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Nancy Gunterman. The opening hymn is number 566, "By Grace I'm Saved," hymn number 566 found in the Lutheran Service Book. Donna McLaughlin is sponsoring the flowers on the altar today to the glory of God in loving memory of Don Doneth. Josh, Rachel, and Caleb Welker are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for a successful harvest.
Let us please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered together to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, Let us first consider our unworthiness and stand before God and one another, that confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them.
The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple.
I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name.
Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me.
Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep your precepts.
Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes.
My eyes shed tear streams, because people do not keep your law.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the source of all that is just and good, nourish in us every virtue and bring to completion every good intent, that we may grow in grace and bring forth the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the 15th Sunday after Pentecost, from the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the just decrees that I am teaching you, and do them that you may live, and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who when they hear all these statutes will say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near as to it as is the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and just decrees so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regard to the Ten Commandments, what is the ninth commandment?
You shall not covet your neighbor's house.
What does this mean?
We should fear and love God, so that we do not scheme to get our neighbor's inheritance or house, or get it in a way which only appears right, but help and be of service to him in keeping it.
The epistle reading from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that the words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from the outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach
and is expelled. Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Having heard the words of Christ, we confess our common Christian faith through the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is number 908, Lord, Open Now My Heart to Hear, hymn number 908 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading. There is nothing outside of a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. The words of our text. Please be seated. Well, we are all quite clear that a basic principle of Christian love is that no one should seek their own interest or benefit, but rather that we seek the interest and the benefit of the other, the Christian brother.
to make one's own rights and one's own liberties of the utmost concern, regardless of the good of others, is the highest form of selfishness, and it is a violation of the law and the love of God. Jesus is addressing this very example and using the example of, is it against the law of God to eat this food or that food? Jesus points out that it's not what goes into a person that defiles him, but what comes out of a person's heart that makes them unclean. And, you know, we had from within, out of the heart of man, from within, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts. And then, you know, the first stanza of the hymn there, Lord, open now my heart to hear. And if you listen to that and you think about that and you begin to wonder certain things, and I mean, it makes me wonder. We have all these different categories. We have categories of thought and dreams and feelings. And are feelings and emotions the same thing? Or are feelings and emotions two different categories of things? Are they something else completely? And that makes me even wonder, like, how in the world are we even self-aware? I mean, like, okay, no wasp ever sat around and moped because nobody likes wasps, okay? They don't do that. It doesn't bother them, okay? And, I mean, yeah, sure, an entomologist might like a wasp, but only for the fact that a wasp is useful in certain circumstances. But wasps don't sit down and mope about that. And how much does an animal really think? And why aren't we animals? Like, we're not animals. We're human beings. We're different than the animals. We're a different created creature. And for that matter, okay, how would it be possible for electrons and neurons and chemical reactions and everything that make up the physical world, how does it produce consciousness? And what in the world is consciousness to begin with? Like, how are you you? It leads us to say, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, how is thought even generated? Right? How is that even possible? How do we think? How do you know that you know? Like, how do you know that you understand? How do you know that you know? How do you know what you know? How do we see in words? And how do we communicate? How do we feel joy and love and hope and happiness and terror and anger? And what on earth makes us dream dreams? What makes us think? And how is there then the knowledge of good and bad, right and wrong, moral and immoral? And for that matter, where does the idea of what is moral and what is immoral, where does that idea even come from? So there has to exist something outside of ourselves to, it's a standard, something outside of ourselves for which, you know, you measure yourself against, something that is objectively right or something that is objectively good, something that we can hold up against it and say, okay, if this is, matches this, it's good. And if it doesn't match this, it's bad and it's wrong. If there was not an external standard, if there's no external standard, then every person would be a law or a definition unto themselves. And if that were the case, the only thing left would be that might makes right. And am I strong enough and forceful and willful enough to enforce my definition on you and make you follow and believe it? And for that matter, what is a heart? What is a, Lord, open now my heart to hear. That's what we sang just a few minutes ago. Well, the heart is a muscle. It sits right here in your chest, right? And it pumps blood throughout your entire body. It doesn't have feelings or thoughts or emotions. It's just a muscle. So is your heart your brain? Is that possible? Is it your brain? If it's not the brain, what is it? This leads me to ask the question of how does the brain even work? We can graph it, we can measure it, we can scan it, we can dissect it, we can model it, we can show that it works, but how does it work? And the how of how it works is really quite beyond us. So if the heart is not in our head and it's not in our chest, where is it? So clearly we are more than the sum of our parts. So here then is Jesus, the Son of God, true man, the Word of creation. He is speaking and he is telling us that you really do have this immaterial part of you. It can't be measured, it can't be seen, it can't be touched, it can't be weighed, but you have it. It is a heart. And in addition to having it, we are told that this heart is bent and broken. And if it's bent and broken, if something is bent and broken, then there must be a straight and a fixed. There must be something that is unbroken, that doesn't need to be fixed. If there's bent, there's straight. If it's broken, then there's whole or repaired. We grasp it good. We try the golden rule. But this is from outside of ourselves. And so there is an external God. And not just any God, and not a caricature of a hyped up human being. This is a God who is outside of us and yet who is very near to us at the exact same time. His Spirit enters into us so that we by nature grasp at what is good. As St. Paul wrote, "For when the Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the requirements of the law, they are a law unto themselves, even though they don't have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience bears witness and their conflicting thoughts accuse and even excuse them." Now this Creator says to you, "Be thou holy as I am holy." And then he says, "Here is my law. My law is good," like he was pointing out to the Israelites in the Old Testament reading. "My law is good. Have no other gods. Do not misuse my nature. Dedicate time to me. In thought, word, or deed, don't murder your neighbor. Instead, help your neighbor keep and improve his possessions and income." And God also touches the things that are not physical, the non-physical part of us. Because really, where does jealousy, coveting, desire, where do these come from? And how do we even have words for that? And never mind that, how do we have love, affinity, affection? How do we have these things? But we do. And God says to us, go past love and honor your parents. And he tells us, do not desire a house, a home, a spouse, land, or possessions that aren't yours. And don't try and manipulate things so you get stuff that doesn't belong to you. As the law and the will of God isn't completely and fully honored among us, we can see that the heart is clearly broken. The heart is bent. And this brokenness and this bentness is a product of the fall into sin. And it's not something we can even begin to fix, since we can't even figure out how it really works. We just understand that it is. And this leads us to cry out to God to not punish us, but rather to fix us. To fix us. And we cry out, "Create, O Lord, create. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me." Well, there it is. We need a new heart, a heart which only God can create, a gift which comes from Him alone and His grace alone. And the acquisition of this new heart is a gift that only God can give, and it belongs only to the one who in Christ has become a new creation. This new heart, then, is a new way of thinking, a new mode of being, an existence that seeks the good of the other before it seeks the good of itself. This is a new and a different and a regenerated mode of being, one that seeks to follow the will of God, even to the point of humbling the self in confession and receiving the gift of absolution. And from that gift of God, flow purifying streams, the miracle of a new birth that comes from the true washing, the washing in the waters of holy baptism. Baptism flows out of Christ's life, His death, His resurrection. It flows out of His death in our place, the righteous dying for the unrighteous. And His grace and His mercy and His love, even His blood, is poured out upon us in the life-giving waters of holy baptism. The good news of God's cleansing love in Jesus Christ is applied to you through the waters of your holy baptism. So this idea, the name of a heart, whatever it is, it's there. And it's ultimately quite mysterious. And mysterious though it be, it is real. And it is a product of our creation by a good and loving and almighty God. This God, the only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, did not leave us to fend for ourselves, but has redeemed creation. He has renewed our hearts through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our God. We are His people. And it is our constant prayer that through His grace, we may love and serve and obey Him with the new heart that He has given us. And in that God's name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us now all rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, be near us with your word and your spirit. Guide and lead us that we may not stray from the way of your commandments, nor forget the wonderful blessings that you have given to us. Direct us always with your word of truth, that our hearts may dwell secure. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Remember, kind Father, the preachers of your word. Keep them from adding to it or taking away from it. Give them grace to proclaim your whole counsel in Christ Jesus. Raise up new laborers for your harvest fields and prosper your law and promises throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, look with compassion on our nation and upon all who bear public office. Give them wisdom, courage, and integrity. Destroy and hinder in our common life whatever is not pleasing to you, and bless and prosper whatever accords with your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord of life, we thank you for the 94 years of life that you have given to Darris Knauer and that he will celebrate this week. As you have been his constant companion these many years, please, O Lord, continue to stand fast at his side during this time of his life, assuring him that you are near and that underneath him are your everlasting arms. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Holy Father, we thank you that Christ has given us his body and blood into death for our forgiveness. Bless us as we receive this same body and blood in his holy sacrament, remembering and proclaiming with joy the salvation he accomplished for us in his death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we offer you our thanks and our praise for your servants who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors. We pray for the family of Mildred Cotton as they mourn her death and prepare for her funeral. Bring us with those who have died in the faith to the unspeakable joys of your new heavens and new earth at the day of our Savior's glorious appearing. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you commanded the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and his blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen. Amen.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is hymn number 707. Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways. Hymn number 707 in the Lutheran service book.
Please be seated. For the announcements, please check the back of the Zion's Light for any announcements that you find going on here. There is an announcement about youth groups starting up, and that will be next Sunday. One thing I also want to mention is that Mildred Cotton's funeral will be here on Tuesday morning. Her visitation will be here Tuesday morning from 10 to 11 with a service to follow immediately after the visitation at 11 o'clock. And that's Mildred Cotton on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday morning. And may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.